Hey guys, welcome to the Provokers Podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I am joined by...
John, also known as Steven Stevens.
And I am Ethan, also known as Flabs FC Gaming on YouTube and Twitch.
And I am your semi-funny host, NoahDog54, or just Noah.
Semi-funny.
Hey, at least you're
Yes, I'm like the semi-sweet chocolate chips.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I have no questions.
Oh. Yeah, true. Okay. Alright, so it's only been like 10 minutes since we recorded the last episode, so anything new with you guys, or...
Yeah, no, I actually just burned down an orphanage. I'm at the scene of the crime right now. It's just beautiful, man. It's like the flames, the screams even. Oh, it's beautiful.
You said you would start inviting me to those.
Well, listen, it's usually like a, you know what, I'm bored. Kind of moment. So like it was one of those things that while John was taking his bathroom break, I decided to drive over to the nearest one, match in hand, gasoline in the other, and I was just like, you know what, we're doing it, let's go.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll definitely get you to the next one.
Oh yeah. John, anything new with you?
I think nothing I can say would top the arson, so I'm good. Yeah. Nothing
almost happened. Alright, fair enough. So, Ethan, buddy, you got some headlines?
I sure do. So there's another wholesome one. So this cat was like, these people were, so they're kind of like, they're not for a job, but they kind of go around trying to help animals as much as possible. They don't do it for like a job, like I just said, but they kind of do it just to be nice. And they unfortunately found this cat that was meowing under a pile of rubble because a tornado had gone through this house that the cat was living in. And the homeowners, I mean, I guess rightfully so, they assumed the cat passed away during that. But as people were going near the rubble, they heard like soft meows. And so they went over, and these random people, these people that they're not law enforcement, they're not firefighters, they're not anyone. They just like were not even neighbors really. They went over, started like tirelessly getting the rubble off of where they heard the meows. There was in fact like a 6-week old cat underneath that rubble, that somehow survived. There's not really an explanation. Vets have no clue how they survived because it had been a day since the tornado hit. So the cat was under there for an entire day. And they pulled the rubble out from under the cat. They took the cat immediately to a vet and immediately got it treated. Happy to say that the cat is now, they mentioned it was 8 weeks old now. Since it's been 4 weeks since the event, the cat is in a forever home now. The cat's actually living with two other cats and two other kids, and kids are like cats like kids in a sense because they're small, they like snuggling with them, and it's in a happy family now, so it's doing all right.
That's awesome.
That's really cool. Slow clap to the people that are not even slow clap, but like clap to the people that that are just doing this because they want to, not because they have to, or you know, because it's for their job, but because they want to. So and obviously there's tons of stories that are unfortunate, that have unfortunate endings, but I love seeing the ones like this one where it's a happy ending, the cat's healthy and all good now. She did have a couple bruises obviously, and I think her something ruptured inside of her. I forgot if it was her bladder or whatever it was, but something ruptured. They were able to fix it, she's all good now. She like, if you looked at her now, you couldn't even tell that she got hit by a tornado, was underneath the rubble for a day. She looked perfectly fine. And she's doing great. Like I said, she's living with two other cats that get along. The family has two kids that are getting along with the cats. It's an awesome dynamic that's going on over there.
Yeah, that's awesome. I always love hearing the heartwarming ones because that's always got a good, you know, ending.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you have anyone for Creator Showcase?
I do. I thought of this. So this guy is also, I mentioned before that this, the last episode I mentioned like a shorts creator. I'm also going to mention a shorts creator here as well. So this guy is named H1T1, I believe, and he is a pure comedy/news guy. He'll update people on news while also being super funny. If you might have seen him before. You might not recognize the name, but you might have seen him before if you scroll through YouTube Shorts. He's the guy that's in like what seems to be a dark void behind him, and he's just a face with a microphone, basically. And he talks about news. He talks about like funny things with gaming because I believe he is a gamer himself. So he's really, it's mainly he's a comedian. I would say he's mainly a comedian. He's really funny. And like I said, he gives out news, like tips or what, not tips, but like he gives out news, he gives out tips for whatever the topic is. And he's mainly a shorts creator. I haven't seen any long form content, but I know he's an awesome shorts creator. And he's kind of like Charlie, like Morse Critical, in the sense that he doesn't have a filter. He just says how it is, and I like that about people. I don't like people that sugarcoat things because that's not how it should be. But he's a comedian. He does it in a comedic way. So he's really cool. Like I said, H1T1. That's all it is. Go check him out. He's really cool. He's not small. He's not really small by any means. But then again, the last guy wasn't either. But he's definitely smaller than like I don't believe he has like in the millions. I mean, he sort of does, but not as much as like Markiplier or Jack or anything. But he's definitely more of a short script. He does do some form of long form, but it's not really like like 6 months ago. Like he doesn't really do it that often. He's mainly a short creator. H1T1, go check him out. And like I said, you might have seen him before because he's the guy in the void, is what he's usually known as. But So that's my career showcase.
Nice. So I will definitely check that out later. All right. So you guys ready for the episode?
Yeah, I was just gonna intrude there a little bit too. That he likes dark humor, so you probably would like him a lot. No, he does a lot of dark
humor. Oh yeah, I love him.
Because I think it was talking about there was a story where unfortunately, a baby got sent back to an orphanage, and it's kind of sad. And he's like, he should have sent him back to the parents or whatever. Whatever his joke was, it was like it was dark as hell, but it was funny.
Jeez.
So you would appreciate his humor.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely have to check him out.
But you should tell the viewers what the topic is, because they might not know based on what the name is.
Right. All right. So we're doing something a little bit different today. We are doing something called Mystery Topics, is what I'm calling it. Essentially, Ethan over there has a wheel that he's going to spin every 10 minutes, and it's going to be a random topic that we're going to talk about for 10 minutes.
Yep, and we're going to be switching like quickly, so it's not like we're going to drone on for like a topic and then segue. No, it's full on. We're switching gears immediately. So it's kind of improv in a sense, but it's also kind of like it's mystery because I'm not going to tell these guys. I am looking at the wheel, so I know some of the things that are on here. But it's a mystery. It's going to be a mystery to you guys at home, and it's going to be a mystery to these guys as well. So,
all right. So Ethan, spin that wheel, buddy.
All right, I'm spinning it. I really hope we get one of these because this is hilarious. Yes, please be the first one. Yes, John's bald head is the first topic for today. I was concerned because there's a lot of things on this where I'm like, oh, you know, we might not get it. And I can't rig it. I don't want to rig it. So I'm just like, well, I just have to hope we get it. First one, baby. Let's go. Okay, I'm starting the timer. We get to talk about John's bald head for 10 minutes. John also has to talk about it. Otherwise, he's probably going to lose.
I feel like I'm the most qualified to talk about this.
Timer has started. So, John, you said you just want to start. So go ahead and start.
Yeah, you know, the bald head joke, I deny it. I say it's a joke. Personally, I would say it's probably one of the funnier running jokes we got going on here, because it's just like there's so much evidence the contrary to it, but it's like no, that's true. We say it's true. It's
yeah,
not, just so you know,
it is true. John's trying to it's his VTuber avatar trying to deceive you right now.
But basically, yeah. You know, I really like it. I think it's hilarious that it all sprouted from like a random Phasmophobia episode.
Yeah,
John the Bald. I remember that episode greatly.
I'm not even sure really how it got started on a podcast, to be honest.
Well, it stemmed from that, but then it also the thing that kind of relit the fire was we compared John to Wade in the sense that not that he is actually bald, but not in the sense that John's bald, but in the sense that that their humor is similar because both Wade and John, I don't know if John watches Wade or anything, but they both have very similar humor where they're very nonchalant about it. And they just say things. They don't even think about their joke because they don't need to think about it. Cause typically when you think about a joke, it's not going to end well. But what John and Wade does is they just kind of say something and the way they say it, like not even sometimes the joke isn't even funny in itself, but the way they say it is hilarious. And it often is funnier than the joke itself. Like the way for me, for my humor is usually it's the joke that's funny. Sometimes the delivery is funny too, but usually it's the joke that's funny. John's the opposite, where some, I mean, his jokes are funny too, but sometimes the funniest thing that he does, sometimes the funniest thing you, it's a compliment. Sometimes the funniest thing you do is the way you deliver the joke, because that's almost funnier to me, and my audience agrees on YouTube, that sometimes when you deliver it, it's so funny that we don't even remember what the joke even was. Like, that's how good John and Wade are at delivering their jokes. So that's that was very early on in the podcast. I almost want to say it was even before the whole John gets stabbed by his brother thing. it started in Faz and Faz's friends, but it kind of got rekindled on the podcast when we compared him to Wade, because Wade's bald and he's funny. John's funny, which makes him bald. So that's got to be it's a correlation.
Sure.
I mean, it works for me.
But no, you haven't talked about John's bald head yet, so go ahead.
You know, John's bald head, what can I really say? I mean, it's something you can't really stare at for too long, because otherwise you go blind, but... Obviously, I'm joking, but it is probably one of my favorite things that we do on this podcast, because it's just funny sometimes, and especially with the way I sometimes bring it up.
Well, you know, we have the ball tax. That's you though. Yeah. But it's a running joke, and also I think it's kind of coming across to like new members, so like new people on the podcast, and I've even seen some people on John's stream that are like, "Wait a minute, I'm confused." But like, also what's the funny part is because it's a running joke for some. It's a running joke for people that know. But for people that don't know, they're so confused that their confusion is also funny. Because they're like, wait a minute. Like, for example, this one interaction, I forgot what me and John were playing, but it was just the two of us, and I was making a joke at how bald you were. And John's like, but I'm not, or whatever. And then the person in his chat was like, I'm literally looking at him. He's not bald. I'm like, no, that's his VTuber icon. And then the person played along was like, oh, I see now. Like, whatever. I don't know who they were. I wish I remembered the name, but it was hilarious. It was a hilarious interaction.
And then on the other side of it, you'll get viewers of like first time chatters, and they'll just like lead into it immediately. They're like, "Oh, he's bald! All right, he's bald!" I've been told that. That must be true.
That's hilarious. I didn't know. Yes, I can't be to every. I can't be to every single one of John's streams, but that's funny that's the thing. See, that's even better, because that must mean you bring it up when even I'm not there, when we're not there. Because that, I mean. Right. Because I haven't been to a stream where someone leaned into it immediately. Because the person was like, wait a minute. That's what I saw to me. The person was like, oh, yeah, I'm literally looking at him, so I don't know what you're talking about. And then once I said it's his VTuber icon, that's when they were like, oh, yeah, I see it now. I see it.
It is. I think it's like one of our longest running jokes that we do here.
Yeah, second only to John getting his head cut off by his older brother in his dream.
Was the gym one before the bald one?
It wasn't. I don't know, actually, because I don't know the timeline of things. I don't know the timeline jokes. For you people that have watched every or listened to every episode, you might. But, you know, we record these, but I don't exactly listen to them all at once.
Yeah, people digging deep into the podcast lore. He's like, this is when it happened, and then the bald's jokes started coming. Get it together, man.
Right.
For veterans of the podcast, you know that my tier on Patreon used to be called the Lore Hunters, because I was I'm like, you know what, I'm a story creator, so I'm really good at making stories, so I could totally, like, add some secret lore into the podcast if I really wanted to. And I was like, you know what, I could do that for the people, because, like, normal people wouldn't get that. I would make an altered version specifically for that tier, and tiers above that. But because I'm like, that sounds like a lot of work. I'm already running like an entire ARG on my channel. I don't want to commit to that. So I'm like, I'm just gonna. I think the new benefit is that you get to create a game show with me, because I'm obviously the game show guy. So like, we'll get into a meeting in Discord or on whatever, and we'll talk about a game show idea. So, like, it changed over the course of the podcast. But I think I want to say the bald thing came a little bit first, because this podcast initially was somewhat inspired by Distractable, which Wade is currently on. So I want to say it stemmed very early on, and the dream thing came a little bit later. So I could be wrong. Yeah. I could be falsifying the lore of the podcast Cinematic Universe, or the Provoker Cinematic Universe, but I don't know. But I honestly believe it that the bald came first, I believe.
Right.
Like, that would make sense.
Trying to think about it, I think it's possible the dream killing thing could have come first, and then it was the bald thing, but I'm not entirely sure.
Possible. Yeah. But so, John, what was your first reaction when you heard that this was the first topic they were doing?
I was equally as surprised as I was unsurprised, because I was like, surely this wouldn't be a topic. And then I'm like, you know what, it is Ethan. He does like to do these silly things occasionally. But it's, we had a whole topic just to discuss a meme.
I want to point, well, it's a very good meme, though. I want to point out, though, that this wheel was made, like, for these guys, for you guys watching or listening, this is made, like, 10 weeks ago. For us in person, this was made, like, 7 weeks ago. So, like, this was made a long time ago. There's not anything, like, too current on here. But John's bald head has been around for a while, so, of course, that'd make it. Because there's 10 topics, I believe, and I believe one of them, and I was at 9, and I'm like, oh, what's the last one? I think the last one was, like, I was watching, but I was listening to an old video that me and John did. It wasn't John the Bald. It was different. Because ever since John the Bald, it's been a consistent thing, right? I was watching that, and then at one point I make fun of John's bald head, and I'm like, oh, that's it. We can talk about John's bald head. And I just put it on there.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know. Sense. So, now that I think about it, John, you play a lot of Batman games. Who in the Batman universe is canonically bald?
I think the Penguin is bald, canonically.
Okay, so if I'm Batman, yeah. Noah's Deadpool, so that means you're the Penguin.
By all means. Yeah.
it's verifiable proof, John.
Can't be like Agent 47 or like an interesting bald person?
You're not cool enough for that. Yeah, you have to probably be the Penguin. You know, he's nerdy. He does die, but you know, who cares? You also die in your dream. You also died, so I mean, it adds up there.
Yeah.
You're both bald. I think the Penguin's like he's obviously evil, but he's like not as evil as some other people. Which makes sense because John's kind of like a chaotic evil type of person. John's bald, so you know, it works up that way. Did I mention that John's bald? Because that's another one.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, bald.
So, yeah. But any closing words on the baldness of John?
No, I think we covered that pretty well.
Well, we got 40 seconds, so we got to extend it for a little bit longer.
Well, basically, I think you guys... I'd rather be compared to Wade than the Penguin, personally.
I think Wade's too cool. Were you in space with Markiplier? No, I think so.
You know, that's a fair point.
Well, let me ask you. Well, John, let me ask you this. Do you have a beard?
I have a bit of a goatee.
So you're bald, Robert Downey Jr. That's what I'm here.
No, get a beard and then you could be considered Wade, because then it would actually fit. Because your funniness is bald.
All right, spinning the wheel. We're changing topics to.
Okay.
You can't do this again. No, I refuse. Okay, good. All right. Girls.
Good.
Just general women. So John started. John started the ball. It doesn't really matter who started technically, but I'm going to start on a positive note, and I'm going to talk about the women in my life that matter. That being all of them, but let's see. I'm trying to think of family bonds. I'm trying to think of who I didn't talk about. My sister, I don't think I talked about. She's really cool. She's been on the YouTube channel obviously before. She was like, it's me, my brother, and her that are on it. She does a lot of good work with it because, like, basically, like, the one thing I just tell them to do is to respond to comments if they can, because responding to comments, it builds engagement and all that jazz. She's always been really good about that. She enjoys talking with people, and I'm glad to see that she enjoys doing that. Whenever she's playing games with us, a lot of games we do are like solo games, and they're just kind of just extra commentary basically. But sometimes we play games where both of them are playing or she's playing, and then they switch on and off, whatever. Right. She's super cool. She's like really funny. She's also one of the luckiest people in the world when it comes to games. Like, she's literally hit so many jackpots and so many like 0.1% chance things of happening. She has no luck with food, though. She is like, anytime she orders a burger without cheese, she's going to have 3 layers of cheese on that burger. It's just luck does not apply in real life. But in terms of the virtual world, she's great. So as soon as she turns 18, we're taking her to Vegas. It's been a running joke, but at this point, my mom's starting to get on the bandwagon. So, you know, who knows? Anything can happen. But we're also sheltering my brother from going to Vegas because he's a complete opposite. He has no luck whatsoever. So, you know.
Well, he gets to stay home.
But he doesn't matter because this is about women. So, yeah, she's awesome. And she's also just a really good sister. I mean, there's not really much to, like, say with that. Just because I think she's the perfect sister. I don't think I would change really much with it. I mean, personally speaking, this is a personal opinion. Obviously, there's a lot of people that disagree. I think, you know, she puts on makeup, which I understand. I just think that, you know, I see the beauty industry as like kind of a, not a scam, but almost as like a, hey, you're not pretty enough. Try our product to make yourself prettier. And I disagree with that notion. I think natural beauty should always shine. But she's young, so she's probably just trying it out and see what sees what she likes. But I'm going to let you guys talk now. So anyone that's allowed to go.
Okay.
I can talk about. What's that?
That's letting you go, John.
Okay, yeah. I can talk about my sister, because I do have two sisters, and I don't think I've talked about my older sister on the podcast. I don't think I've talked about either, but I'll talk about my older sister, and then if we have time later, I'll talk about my younger sister. But my older sister, like, she's great. There's been times where, like, she'll be like, hey, I got you something. And, like, why? It's like, because I wanted to. It's like that I even close to my birthday. Because, like, you know how, like, everyone has different, like, love languages. My sister is definitely gift-giving, because she'll just be like, yeah, here's a gift. I'm like, but thank you. But, like, what did I do to this? He's like, it's for you. And,
right.
Yeah, that's always cool. And then, like, there's also been times where I've just been, like, chilling around the house. This was, like, a long time ago this happened, but I was just, like, I went into the kitchen, like, let's see if I can get some food. And my sister's like, hey, you want to hang out today? I'm like, sure. And then we went to, it was around the time Incredibles 2 came out. And so, like, we went to see that because we both watched that a lot, the first one, a lot as kids. So we went to, like, the bookstore. We went to go see Incredibles 2. And it was a pretty cool time. And, like, things like that I sometimes happen with my sister, and it's pretty cool to hang out with her. So it's pretty nice.
So I guess sticking on the theme of sisters, I have two as well, but I'm going to bring up my younger sister because I swear to God, this is the smartest fucking kid I've ever met. Like, she does so well in school that I'm just like, how do you do so well? And I only know she does so well because she has two high honor roll awards so far this year. And, like, any time I just see her doing something smart, I'm just like, God, I see a future for this kid and doing just something good. I just don't know what that is, and I can't wait to see what it is. But she has a different kind of love language. Like, there will be times where me and her are playing Uno, and I'll make her draw, like, 4 or 6 cards, and she'll look at me like she's mad at me. But later that day, I tell her, like, hey, I love you, kid, and she's like, oh, I love you, too. But overall, she's just such a smart kid. I've got high hopes for her.
Nice. Yeah, so while you were talking, I looked up, because I was honestly curious. I know there's benefits, but I didn't know what they exactly were. So there's different dynamics that you have. So both of you have two sisters. So I'm very interested to get your opinion on this, because I looked up, like, what's the benefits of having a sister? And I want to see if it applies to you guys. So the first one is that you're generally kinder. A study found that people with sisters are generally nicer and more giving. So does that, like, do you being humble with yourself, do you think that's happened with you?
Honestly, yes, in a sense. I am a little more generous than I thought I would be, and I guess that does kind of apply to having two sisters.
That's an interesting statistic. Like, I would say that I'm a generally kind person, but I'm not sure if that is directly linked to having two sisters, or it's just, like, my upbringing, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's a study. It's an actual. I'm looking at it. It's an actual scientific study because they thought about other factors like just how they were raised and all that. They eliminated all that and just brought down just. They took two babies. Like, they didn't take them. This sounds like a
they stole two kidnapping. Babies.
No, they observed is a better term. Three children. There's one brother and two sisters. That's why I thought this was pretty relevant. It was one brother, two sisters, and the parents didn't really. They were kind of hands off parenting on purpose because they wanted to see what the sister would do. The baby grew up just fine. The brother loved his sisters, and that's why that study is a thing. And they did more than just that. They observed more than just one scenario. The next one is sisters make you feel more loved. Men on average men on average don't get told they are loved enough, and sisters generally fulfill that, apparently. So do you think that's true?
Considering one of the first sentences my little sister said to me, and I will never forget this, was, I hate you, you ruining my life. No.
That's when they're, okay, you can't, like, how old was she? Because, like, I'm guessing it was, like, four.
She was around, like, four, maybe five.
Okay, great, so she had no clue what she was even saying. So, like, I'm talking about now. Like, do you feel more loved now?
Yes.
All right, John.
I'm not sure because, like I said, with my older sister, my little sister does this in different ways. But my older sister, like, here is a gift because I want to show my appreciation for you. But like my brothers do the same thing. You know what I mean? Like they not necessarily in the same way because like they also have different love languages than my sister. But, like, I feel like it's not necessarily linked directly to my sister. I think it's just having a good relationship with my siblings. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing at this one, the number five. Having a sister means you're less likely to divorce.
Well, I can't speak on that one just yet.
What do you mean, John? You can't speak on it just yet?
I have not been married or divorced, so.
Yes. Can't believe it. But the interesting thing for me is I do have two sisters. The other one, she is like a year apart from me. She's like 19. So it's a very interesting set of circumstances because one's 11, the other's 19. So it's a really weird. It's not weird, but it's an interesting mix of having two differently aged sisters.
Well, that leads into this one, and this is for future because now that we're all teenagers. I mean, we're almost all not teenagers anymore. We're almost adults at this point. Is sisters make their brothers better at talking to women, which I've seen firsthand. So I'm going to say this 100% correct, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, 100%. Because boys that grow up without either their mom present or that don't have sisters generally grow up to be more like they have no clue how to talk to women because they've never been around women. So they have no clue what they're doing or they're very misogynistic and like all that kind of stuff. So I've seen this firsthand. Like I said, you can deny it if you feel like it, but I know this is true. So, I mean, these guys have different experiences. Obviously what I'm saying is in general's terms, it improves it. So,
yeah, I would say that's probably, fitting my experience. It's hard to say, you know, because I can't see a world where I didn't have my sisters. You know, it's not like I can compare different realities. No. But I would say I'm not worse at talking to women than I am talking to guys that I don't know. Because usually, like, I'm not very good at talking to people I don't know. But it's not better or worse depending on the gender, I would say. It's just like I'm not a very outgoing person.
Well, I think it's talking about romantically. I think it's talking about
romantically. Like, talk I'm fine.
I would say, yeah, there's definitely some benefit to it because when you grow up with like two sisters, you do kind of understand how to talk to sisters, so then you kind of get a feel of how to talk to women. Unfortunately, I'm not too confident, so I don't really, you know, talk to women all that much.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're switching topics to the zombie apocalypse.
Of course.
Man. Zombie apocalypse. All right.
So I started for the last one, so no, you can start for this one.
So, like, what, are we saying how we would survive the zombie apocalypse?
The topic is zombie apocalypse. No, you start the conversation.
Okay, so zombie apocalypse. I guess first thing I'd do is go onto the roof of my house and just wait it out.
So you'll be up there a while.
you're going to be up there until you die, basically, so.
Yeah.
Right, for me, I would say I would probably die. You know, like being realistic with myself, like, I don't have the skills for zombie apocalypse, so I'm just going to be right out there and say it. But, you know, I play the Resident Evil games, you know, maybe I can pick up some strategies there. You know, those are super realistic experiences and definitely not at all sensationalized.
Can I ask you something,
Well, hang on for a second. I believe that John has a point here where, like, we can't test it, obviously, because there hasn't been a zombie apocalypse. But there has been studies that have shown that if you play video games that involve, like, survival, you're going to automatically have better survival instincts than people that haven't learned any survival techniques. Right. So for people that have played survival games like Minecraft, even some like Minecraft, Resident Evil, which is sort of survival, like other games like that, 7 Days to Die, I believe, is survival as well. So, like, those types of games, you have better survival instincts, you have better survival skills, you might know how to craft certain things. And then if you played shooter games / weapon games, whatever weapons that are included, you're better at using them. Now, you're not going to be perfect at really anything, especially not guns. But you're like with a swing and a bat, you're going to know you got to go for the kneecaps and then the head. Or like you're going to know certain tactics that some people might not know.
Right.
I think John has a point there.
Yeah, because I do think, like, if I was dropped in a zombie apocalypse, say seven days die style, I'm like, okay, I need to grab food, I need to grab water, I need to grab shelter. And I was like, those are the main important things. Yeah. So I go straight to, if, like, I know the area, I'm like, okay, I know where to get some food here. Like, laws don't matter. Everyone's is either dead or a zombie or, like, barely surviving like me. So, like, I'm just going to see what I can loot.
Yeah, you're going to have a raider.
See, like, one of my favorite zombie franchise games is Dead Rising, like, the first 1 to 3. And I love those games because, like, do honestly teach you, like, if you have this and this, you can make this. So it does kind of give you, like, some idea of, like, okay, if you have this in real life and this in real life, you could make something with it. The question is just what?
Right. Yeah, I think with me personally, like, here's the thing. If I'm being honestly, if I'm being honest with myself, once I figure out that it's a zombie apocalypse, like, if I'm oblivious and I just get binned from behind, then I'm screwed, obviously. But if I realize the situation I'm in, I have played enough games to know what weapons to grab and what weapons to not grab. If you're walking around with a pair of scissors, good luck. You're going to die. But if you're walking around with, like, a knife, a throwable machete, or, like, a trident of some sort that you've made, whatever thing you can craft, like, you're better off with that. If you have access to a gun, you can use it for a while, but it should probably just be a safety thing because eventually going to run out of ammo. So I think that I would have a pretty decent shot at the beginning, especially with fending myself off. If it were to get to a point like The Walking Dead where I'm just surrounded, then yeah, it's practically over. I'm guessing seeing Jesus because that's it for me. But yeah, it'd just probably be over. But I think at the beginning I would have a decent shot.
I think I'd have an okay shot at surviving through a zombie apocalypse. Not like a very good shot, but a chance I could survive like a year or two and then probably die.
Well, because also this is scientifically proven too. Zombies wouldn't really run because your brain would be so destroyed at that point that you wouldn't know how to run. Like the zombie wouldn't know how to run. So they'd be really small or they'd be really slow. So you can outrun them. The only problem you would get into is if you get cornered. Right. And even then, they're so slow, you might be able to find a way to get out of that before they even get you. So I think, you know, generally speaking, we all have a decent shot at surviving at least the first year, maybe. But once food gets tight and or if you get really cornered, then it might be over. But
right. Well, one thing I kind of learned with some games, kind of like The Last of Us, is you can have a home base or you can move around while the zombie apocalypse is happening.
Well, that leads me to, though, that the biggest enemy isn't the zombies, it's humanity at that point. because you don't know who you can trust. You might be just be shot immediately as soon as you go near something, and they're gonna assume you're raiders. So like, the biggest enemy is not even the zombies at that point.
Right, and like, I think some games have actually taught us that like, the best things to wear in a zombie apocalypse are not the things you would think of, because there are certain kinds of clothing you could wear to prevent, you know, getting bitten.
I mean, games didn't really teach you anything, because you would just assume that, hey, I should wear something that's bite-proof, you know, that they can't bite through.
Yeah, it's right, like, well, your common sense and stuff like that. It's like...
Yeah.
Right, well, I've actually had, like, a plan for the zombie apocalypse if it does ever happen. Like, I've even got a whole fucking bag ready to go.
What the...
Like, that's something
to see. I'm convinced Noah's not a real person. I'm convinced that he's just an AI sent by the aliens to try and get information out of us. He's become, he gave us the idea of the podcast so that he could spread the word about how he's an alien. It just has to be what it is. The lore of the podcast continues.
I'm not even an alien here. John fucking is.
Dude, no, John's bald.
Listen, you're the one who's like, you'll just come in here and be like, yeah, I got a plan for this extremely unlikely scenario that probably will never happen. I got it all planned out, you know, I'm good. It's like, what are you talking about, dude?
I'm pretty sure that's psychopathic behavior. If you plan for something that's never going to happen and, like, you're ready for it. I think it is. I think I've read that somewhere. I'd have to actually look it up to verify, but I'm pretty sure it's psychopathic behavior.
It's definitely not typical behavior, for sure.
I mean... The thing is, though, like, the plan I made, I was, like, 15, and it's on a piece of paper somewhere, so it's,
well,
like...
Well, and listen, a plan is different from having an entire bag ready. Like, I don't even want to know what's in your bag, but, like, having an entire bag ready, like, that's a little excessive.
Yeah, true.
Because, like, I can, sitting here just now talking to you guys about this, like, I could be like, well, if a zombie apocalypse happens, which it probably won't, I'll have some things in mind, you know, just in case... Like, don't run into a group of zombies. But I'm like, I need a set of bags aside. I got a flashlight. I got rations just in case this happens. Like, I'm not that detailed into it.
Well, and your biggest friend, because if it were, let's say it happens right now, your biggest friend, get the heck out of the house you're in, because confined spaces is how you die. Like, that's how you get trapped. That's how you get cornered. Your biggest friend is being in the open, even though it sounds stupid. And if you can find a field to, like, not resting, but like to eat in or whatever you're doing, then great, because then you have full coverage of your surroundings. You can't be snuck up on. It's great. Until the zombies, of course, if we're talking about like, what game was this? I think it was an indie game, but either way, where the zombies start to learn how to fly helicopters and drop bombs on you, then it's already over. So say hi to Jesus for me, because you're already dead. So, you know.
It's not Jesus take the wheel anymore. It's just wait for Jesus.
Yeah, basically.
Like, Jesus, can you come down here and deal with these zombies? I'm gonna die.
And the second coming of Christ will be good right now.
No, you know, John's just fending off a pile of zombies, and Jesus comes down with a sword. He's like, you know what? You didn't lose the game. You lost your life. Like, you're coming with me, pal.
How dare you? Yeah. I've been so betrayed.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously zombie apocalypse aren't going to happen or anything, but at least definitely not in our lifetime, for that for sure. I mean, I don't even think it's going to happen anyway. I think there would be, like, an infection that could spread pretty easily, but I don't think a zombie apocalypse in the way we perceive it is going to happen.
I mean, even if it does, we've played enough zombie games to know just aim for the head, so...
Yeah, we'll construct a gamer base. It's gonna be called the OG gamers, and you need to verify that you were a gamer before times in order to get in.
So what games have you played? Minecraft. That's not a good enough answer. They shoot you.
No, like, you just say like Roblox, they just shoot you in the face.
Right, listen, Roblox, you not even got any survival skills in that game, so just get out of here.
you say, John, what's the worst Final Fantasy game that you played? Or no, it was Kingdom Hearts that you said that you've there was one you had a strong opinion on.
Your drop distance will go that one.
Yeah, but whatever. If you say something like that, it's like, I can't believe you would even assault me like that.
How dare you?
Can't believe it. We're moving into relationships now.
All right. Relationships. All right.
Like romantic or otherwise?
I would say romantic, I guess, because we already kind of talked about family related relationships.
That's fair.
Okay. Romantic relationships.
We're back to John if he wants to start.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've been in a couple romantic relationships in my life, not very recently, because I don't meet people, is the main thing. So, you know, like, they're pretty nice, you know? They're nice to have. They're not, like, as necessary as some people might believe. It's like, you can be happy on your own. But, like, if you... I also see people being like, oh, if you're... You shouldn't be in a relationship. Relationships are bad. Like, but they're not. It's just, like, they're not necessary. I mean, they're nice to have.
They can be... They can be if you're in a toxic
relationship. Right. They can be bad. But, like, there's some things with being like, you shouldn't be in a relationship ever. It's like, to random people, they don't know. It's like, well, like, you're not qualified to say, like, I shouldn't be in a relationship because you don't know me.
Right. Yeah. I thought you were saying that they can never be bad. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
They can be bad for sure. And, like,
oh, yeah.
There's definitely been plenty of relationships. For people that have been like toxic or harmful, and those relationships are bad. But like are like relationships in general being bad. It's like that's not exactly true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, personally speaking, I've been in a few toxic relationships. They're not great, and I would say if you're in one now, get the hell out if you can.
And if sometimes toxic relationships aren't seen by you, they're seen by people around you, friends, family, whatever. If, like, your friends and family are all saying, hey, he or she kind of sucks, get out of there, then that's your sign to get out of there, right? Because oftentimes you kind of get almost Stockholm Syndrome, where you don't realize that they're actually being manipulative or whatever, to the point where you don't even notice and you think you're doing enough good stuff, but you're not. And so they, when your friends and family are telling you to get out of there, then that's your cue to get out of there. As for me, I didn't really date too much or anything in high school, specifically because I wanted to focus on myself, because I thought, you know, it sounds selfish, but I thought myself and I was more important than trying to pursue that stuff. And I also knew that high school relationships aren't usually fruitful. Sometimes on the rare occasion, if they truly love each other, then yes, they can work. But I witnessed so many downfalls of relationships in our high school. I don't want all the stress that's added with that. And also didn't want bad blood with anybody. Like I was basically friends with pretty much everybody that I interacted with. And so I didn't want bad blood with anybody. Because obviously if you break up, there's a chance of bad blood there. High school is vacant. Nothing, just focusing on myself. Middle school, I think I had like one or two, because you're in middle school and you're lustful for everybody. But in my post high school years, I've really just been focusing on my work at this point. I am, like, you know, I mentioned in the Warp into the Video Game Part 1 episode that I was single and ready to mingle, but that was kind of an exaggeration. I did mention though before that I've mentioned openly on this podcast, and I'm a Christian, and really my only standard with a girl that I would meet is that in order for us to go out, I need her to be Christian as well, because that means she's a true Christian, not someone that's just claiming they are. Because to me, Christian, finding a Christian girl, which by the way, most Christians are female. I don't know if you know that. It's a statistic I just learned today, actually.
Really?
Yeah, apparently. I didn't know that either. But yeah, so it's actually, and going to, I go to church often, so it's not like I'm not meeting people. So if I see that she's, you know, she's actually a Christian, she's not two-faced or whatever, then to me that's added security that, first of all, she's not going to be like, no offense, but she's not going to be like modern women, which are like flaky, they cheat all the time, like all that. Like basically almost everything negative with dating in the real world is minute and almost not like applied when dating a Christian girl who's actually Christian, that's not just two-faced and just playing it up for the bit. So that would be like my ideal kind of person. Like you don't need to be like super, like I don't really have any parameters. Like, oh, you need to be 6 feet tall, or you need to be like at least 5'8" or something. Like, I don't care about all that. I don't really care, like what she does for a job. If she has a job, like if she's a Christian, there's only a couple jobs that's a deal breaker. But if she's a Christian, she wouldn't have those jobs in the first place. You probably all know what I'm talking about. But like all that kind of stuff, like I don't care about that. Looks, I would care a little bit, but like, I mean, it's not like a driver. Right. What I would mostly care about is her personality. Is she nice to people? Like I said, if she's an actual Christian, it should come with the package, basically. So it's like, for lack of a better terms. But if she's, if I find out she's two-faced, because there are two-faced out there, then that would be a deal breaker for me. But yeah, that's my ideal relationship. Because like I said, I haven't really delved into it too much. Like I said, I'm focusing on work right now. I want to be in a position where I can provide for her as well. So as of right now, I love YouTube and I love podcasting, and which is still, they're getting close. They're getting really close to monetization stuff. Mm-hmm. But right now, not currently happening. So I want to be in a better position when I started doing around that. And, you know, I've been, you know, talking with people and stuff in church and stuff. So it's, you know, it's one of those things that it's going to happen at some point. But yeah, as of right now, I'm trying to focus on myself and my work and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. As for me, I've actually been in a romantic relationship for about the past year or so. Nice. And it's been up and down, but you know what, relationship isn't up and down. You're always going to have your ups and your downs, and you just got to learn to live and roll with them.
Well, I would say live and learn from them more than live and
roll. Yeah, live and learn.
I wouldn't say live and then just ignore that ever happened, because it's kind of, that's how divorce happens.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's not what I meant to say. I meant to say live and learn. I didn't mean the learn and roll.
Yeah, I assumed I know what you meant, but
yeah, but honestly, best advice I could give for anyone listening: if you're in high school, don't focus too much on relationships. They're kind of just a waste of time in high school. Not all of them are; some of them are good. Mm-hmm. But I would be more like Ethan if I was anyone still in high school. Just focus on yourself, because that's something I really neglected when I was in high school. I mean, there was like a year when I wasn't dating at all, but even in that time frame, I still didn't really focus on myself. So that's the advice I've got to anyone still going to school. Just focus on yourself. Relationships aren't important. They're not the end of the fucking world.
And I want to preface that there's a difference between focusing on yourself and being a self-centered douchebag. Don't do that. Still focus on yourself and still be kind and care about other people. That's not what we're saying. So do not take that the wrong way. I don't think you're taking that wrong. Yeah, don't care about others. Throw them in the orphanage you're burning. Just doesn't matter. No. But yeah, well, I just want to preface that, is that that's not what we're saying. We're saying that you focus on yourself if you want, if you find that useful, but also be nice to other people. Don't be a dickbag.
Yeah.
But John, you were going to say something, John?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I can't quite recall my high school experience. I think in high school, I had one girlfriend. I think in middle school, there was a couple people, but, like, most of those didn't work out because of middle school relationships. Like you were saying, they don't really work out most of the time. But there was one relationship that I was in high school, and I definitely learned from it. It was definitely a learning experience. I, at the time, enjoyed it, but I would say it was probably not the most important thing. And even then, I wasn't I have to be in a relationship, because I didn't. I was just like, oh, if there's a person I like, and I'll tell them I like them, and most of the time they didn't like me back.
You sounded so sad when you said that.
But that was mostly a joke.
Well, this was one of the things that, so I don't even remember her name, but I know who you're talking about, because I don't want to make it feel bad either, but as soon as you left, she stopped me in the hall so much, constantly. In 12th grade specifically, I was in math class in first period. She was in the English winning first period, and we swapped. So she was going to math second period. I was going to English second period, so we would cross paths often. Every time, without a doubt, unless I wasn't there or, if she wasn't there, whatever, she would stop me, ask me a bunch of questions. I'm not really good on picking up signs, but I got an impression. I'll just say that. Obviously, I didn't go anywhere with that, because I'm like, no, I'm okay. But it's I found it strange. I found it really strange, because I know who you're talking about, because you told me about her, and I saw you two together and that kind of thing. I just found it weird, why are you doing this as soon as he left? What was the issue here? maybe she was coming out of the relationship with her, but I wasn't interested, number one. And number two, I wasn't going to, out of moral obligation, I'm like, I'm not going to do that, so.
In high school, I was not dating anyone in our school. I was dating someone outside of school.
No, well, then you're forgetting about the one in ninth grade then, because you had one in ninth grade that I don't remember her name. Yeah, so even those remember. I forgot her name, but she was shorter than you. She was short. She was like almost my height, and I'm pretty short. I want to say she was 5'4 or 5'5.
You're right. Yeah, I was forgetting about one of them. I thought I.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter, to be honest.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just extending the conversation because we still got 10 seconds left. But yeah, that's right. But yeah, it was just weird to me. And I didn't want to take it any further than what she. I was like I said. You know, it's. She didn't actually say anything, but it very much got the impression because I don't know if you remember her, John, but was she very touchy feely? Was she very like bumping into you on purpose or like that kind of like physical stuff? I don't know if you remember it.
I'm not sure because at this particular point in time, I'm not entirely sure who you're talking about.
I don't know her name. She was like,
I know her name.
Like 5'4". She was on the darker side. I know her name. Yeah. Oh well, don't say this.
Don't say it. Don't dox anyone.
No, but like,
I'm just saying. Yeah. I know her name.
Yeah. Okay. So me and Noah are in the loop. John's the one who actually dated her. Not in the loop.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm just oblivious. At the time, I'm like, I didn't know who did.
Yeah, she was an upperclassman. She was or I believe she was. Yeah, I think.
I think I know who you're talking about now. Eighth grade, I think I dated them.
No, it was definitely in the high school, man. I'm telling you, no. We were walking to it was where I don't know where you were where you two were going, but I was going to what's her face, Miss Wallace, I think. Was her teacher name. She's not currently there, so I can say her name. She was the science teacher down in the very end of the hall. I was walking there. We split at the intersection, and you two went the other way. So I'm telling you, it was. You might be thinking of a different person now, because I'm telling you it was in high school.
I have no clue what you two are talking about right now.
We'll talk about this later. 2024,
the year. 2024 is the next topic. Also, John, just to clarify, what time are we at?
Ooh, 52 minutes.
Okay, so this is the last topic we're doing then.
Okay.
So 2024.
Ethan, I believe you start us off.
Yeah, you know, this year sucks. No. I mean, I can agree. It's been a very interesting start to a year. MatPat retired. I'm believing the media now. It's not retiring. It's like he stepped down. From the theory channels, his final theory like was so like such a good note to leave on, and he did endings and stuff, so it was all obviously really cool, but it was obviously super sad too because I grew up with him and he's definitely helped me be the person I am today in the sense of like I love giving to charity stuff, I love helping people, I love very analytical. I had my own ARG on my channel, which was sort of stemmed from him, because like just by watching his theories. I was able to see what a good story is, like that kind of thing.
Right.
So yeah, that happened. What else? I'm trying to think of like what other big moments. I mean, a lot of other big moments happened. I just don't remember them fully. But it was definitely a very interesting start to the year. The year is going by really quick. I can only speak for myself. I can't believe we're halfway into March already. Like we only have like almost 9 months left of this year. Like what's going on here? Time flies, man. I'll tell you, time flies when you're having fun. I think where time goes slower is in the summer. I think that's when time slows down a little bit because like you're still having fun, but also the daylight is longer. You have longer, more daylight. So I think just by natural instinct, you feel like the days are longer and that kind of thing, even though technically they're not. So yeah, I think the beginning and the end, and also the end of the year, especially where Christmas happens, like it's super hectic and super like for me, it's fun. So I love the Christmas season. So for me, that goes flying by. The beginning of the year typically goes flying by as well. So I'm just surprised we're in March or like halfway through March already. It's pretty crazy. And there's gonna be a lot of things happening in the future. Just even with this podcast, there's gonna be a lot of things happening in the future. We're going into season two really soon. That's gonna be crazy. I'm going to be announcing something special later this year. So that's gonna be great. I'm not even gonna give you any context on it. I'm just gonna say I'm doing something very special. I've been working behind the scenes with a lot of things. I mentioned before that I'm looking at sponsorships opportunities, both with the podcast and with YouTube. YouTube/Twitch, because they want me to stream it. So I don't have, like, because I mean, they saw my YouTube channel, but they want me to stream it. So it's like, all right, I mean, I have less followers over there. Just want to let you know that. And they're like, oh, yeah. So yeah, I'm working on sponsorships, whether they go through or not, whatever. I would like them to, but, you know, sometimes they don't. We've done 100 weeks of podcasting, not in 2024, but like that's a benchmark where we're in this year. Yeah. We're going to have it's going to mark 100 weeks of podcasting. That's insane. There's a lot of, like I said, it's a very interesting start. Whether it be good or bad, it's a very interesting start. And I think there's going to be a lot of changes this year when it comes to, the podcast, when it comes to, like my YouTube channel as well, when it comes to, like my work in general. I'm hoping to get my book released, maybe not released, but I'm hoping to get my book finished this year for sure, whether like both the writing and the editing phase. So yeah, I'm hoping to get that done. I'm working on a game project that I want to make steady progress on. So it's a lot of things that I'm hoping to get done. Whether they get done or not, that's up to me, obviously, but I really hope they do. And a lot of cool games are probably going to come out. Like 2023 was a great year for gaming, in my opinion. A lot of cool games came out. Escape the Backrooms came out. Lethal Company came out. Two of my favorite games right now. Faz had its biggest update of the year in 2023. It was supposed to come out on console in 2023, but then they had a fire. So it would have been even better, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So yeah, 2024, I think it's gonna be an interesting year. It's gonna be full of changes, and as someone who doesn't like changes, I'm obviously gonna be a bit hesitant, but I'm excited for maybe what's to come with that. So yeah, that's what I'll leave my thing on.
Yeah. I'm gonna make mine quick because we're pressed for time, and also
we're not really pressed for time, but go ahead.
Okay. 2024. I would describe this year as just bullshit. Because within the first month or two, I had a death in the family.
Mm.
And then about a month ago, I had another death in the family. So it's been a very hard year to say anything, really. It's been a really shit year for me personally, but I am excited to see what comes out game-wise, and that's all I really got.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and for me with 2024, there's... I would say the future, it looks bright, but chaotic, for sure. There's things in my personal life that I come approaching, and I'm just like, oof, that's gonna be a lot, but... Overall, will end up being a good thing. I don't want to get too far into it just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But these two probably know what I'm talking about. But then there's also, like they said, the future of gaming. There's plenty of games that are scheduled to come out this year. And so it's all looks good. But for leading up to now with my year, it's been almost kind of uneventful. Not much has happened for me specifically.
Yeah, I can definitely say sometime this year I will have an announcement, but due to recent events, it's probably not going to happen for a good month or two. I'm not really sure right now, to be honest.
Well, just remember, they're probably seeing this a month ahead of time. So by the time you're saying this, you might already have announced it, so just keep that in mind as well. It's like, dude, this is episode 99, so yeah, this is like a month in advance almost, so.
Right. Honestly, it might happen this year, it might not. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, when it comes to John Singer, until he makes a public statement, I'm not going to be informing you guys of anything. All I'll say is that nothing really, it's going to change, but nothing really is going to change at the same time. Because we knew this was happening a long time ago. And so if you've been to John's streams, you know that me and John collaborate a lot. And so I have so many backlog of videos and all that stuff. So things are going to change, but things are also not really going to change.
For audiences, not much is going to change. There's going to be a bit where things will be a little different. But for me specifically, a lot is going to be happening. So.
Well, I was talking to the audience, but yeah, right, that's right. What your point is. But yeah, that's what I'm saying is for the audience specifically, you guys, not really much is going to change. So which I think is a good thing, because I'm glad we prepared for this. And like, the way that it worked out is that, you know, we were told like months and months ahead of time. So it's one of those things that, you know, we're in the process of preparing for. So it's one of those things that, you know, it's like I said, I'm not going to reveal any information until John releases a public statement or anything. And if he even chooses to do that, so whatever, but like, it's one of those things that, don't worry, because that thing's really going to change for you guys. I know it sounds like, oh, we got to fight, we hate each other now. No, it's, don't ever think like that.
Yeah, I think it's just something for me specifically. These two, they're nothing's changing for them.
Wow, it's... I see. Hang on a minute. I see.
And that's minus.
It's nothing bad. It's just no. It's nothing bad. It's just chaotic.
Of course, yeah. I'm just kidding anyway.
Yeah, no. Like I said, if you guys get informed, then that means like John would have said something. But it's his knowledge, and it's his. I mean, we know, but that's because it was a private conversation. Right. And so. If you do get, like I said, like the thing is, you don't need a statement, because it's a thing that's going to not really change too much for you guys. You're still going to see John on the channel all the time. There's so many videos that are backlogged that he's in, so don't even worry about that. So don't, mm-hmm. I don't want you guys to be like, oh no, are we ever going to see Johnny? You're of course going to see John.
Is he dying?
he's dead. I can't believe it. His baldness got to him.
I'm not dying as far as I'm aware.
As far as I'm aware. John's brother just comes out of nowhere and slices him. but no, so it's gonna be great. Like I said, the reason I'm closing this off is because we're gonna end pretty soon here. It's gonna be 2024 is gonna be filled with changes, and if you're anything like me, you don't really like changes, because if you think that something's perfect, you want it to remain that way the entire time, but at the end of the day, we know that can't happen. And this isn't with John Singh. We knew John Singh was coming. But I'm talking about like in general changes. So like lifestyle changes, like family changes, like all that stuff. Stuff that you're probably not going to like initially, in even Noah's case, it's going to suck and feel like you're being stabbed. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a year of change, and we can grow from that change, in a positive way. If we choose to do it, if you choose to linger on a certain thing the entire time, then unfortunately you choose to do what you want to do. And I don't personally think that's like a personal growth idea, but you can take from those changes and learn from them. I'm personally working on like taking change, you know, in a better way as well. So I'm in the same boat as you might be, because I don't personally like change. I don't like when we moved here. Even I'm in a new place. I initially hated the idea of moving. I'm like, this is going to suck. But now I think I'm in a better room. I have more quiet time. I have. Our kitchen's better. We have a much better kitchen. We have an island now. We didn't used to have an island. The overall house is better, I think. The only thing we don't have a much backyard, but we don't really use the backyard anyway. So yeah, initially, but like, and then there's so many places nearby. Like I can walk to Dunkin' or Tim Hortons. Like that's how close they are. So cool. Change immediately is scary, and you have to be. It's okay to be cautious going into change, but. You should always try and be optimistic with what's going to happen on the other side, because you never know what that change can bring. Because oftentimes you think it's going to suck and it might be positive. So yeah. I'll leave you with that. And then Noah can do his whole, outro shtick.
All right. So you guys ready to hear who won and who lost?
No, because Noah, this is episode 99.
All right.
Wink, 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 nudge, nudge.
Yeah. So, technically, points don't actually matter this time around.
I mean, they could have if you planned ahead and gave us the same amount of points.
Actually, I can fix this up real quick. There we go. All right.
Sounds like some rigging to me.
That's what you say it.
All right. So, and the winner is John and Ethan with a point tally.
No. The winner. Is all three of us, because here's the big announcement for the podcast. Next week is the season finale. This is episode 99 that you're listening to right now. The next episode is episode 100, which marks the season finale, which means it's going to be the 2-hour-long special. All three of us are going to have our own segment in it. So I'm going to be doing a mini game show segment. John's going to be, I think John voted for the hills. We're going to do a hill section again. Noah's going to be doing an Infricate section, and then we're going to be doing like a final like 30-minute section at the end where we're talking about the podcast and like all this, all, like it's like a meta segment, I guess. But we're all going to be the host. It's the first time in podcast history for us, not for his, not just general history, where there's, we're all the hosts. We're all hosting in the grand scheme of things. And it's going to be a 2-hour long episode. It's going to be great. I have some special editing plans for it. I'm not going to tell you until we get to the episode, but there's going to be some reoccurring stuff in it that we're going to bring back old memories. We're going to do, like I just mentioned, we're going to do some things that we did before, like the hills and Infricate. And then, like I said, the last 30 minutes, we're just going to be talking about the podcast and talking about like our favorite episodes, maybe, or like the, what it's meant to us or whatever we want to talk about that moment. So all of us have won today. Noah's making himself the winner, and he's making all the, me and John the winner.
We're all winners today.
We're all hosting next time, so it's gonna be a blast. It's gonna be a 2-hour long special. So make sure you're ready for that, because it's gonna be awesome. I know it already is. And like I said, I have a plan to bring back something that you might not have heard in a while that I think it's fitting to bring back for the finale of season one. And it's gonna be a lot of fun, but. Yeah, so just want to clarify, we're all winners. I'll let Noah do his the rest of the outro, but just wanted to point that out, that we're all winners. Even Noah, too. He's making himself the winner.
Yeah. All right, so with that, do we just do winner speeches for the both of you?
Yeah, you know, we all get a winner
speech. Yeah, we'll get a winner.
I mean, let's keep it short, though. But yeah, John, you want to give your first?
Yes. This was a very chaotic episode, but it was also a very enjoyable episode. You know, we got to talk about a lot of different things. It really just felt like a normal conversation, really, because my normal conversations, sometimes with these guys and sometimes with some of my other friends, it's like, you'd see the start of the conversation, if you just, like skipped over part of it, you'd be like, how did they get here? This has nothing to do with what they were talking about. How did you, what is wrong with you? So
it's funny you say that, because I was listening, like I said, 2 days ago, I was, like, just listening to podcasts, like, listening to our podcast in my spare time. Mm-hmm. One of the episodes, I wanted to skip the intro, because I know how our intros go. I wanted to skip the intro, and our intro, we were talking about we were talking about, like, technology or whatever, talking about AI or whatever. I skip ahead to, like, not even 5 minutes, and we're talking about the end of the world, and I'm like, where did we get to this part?
AI means the end of the world, clearly.
And no, it wasn't even connected. If we, like, I Noah brought up something that made me think of the end of the world, and then we got on that track. So, like, it wasn't even AI related. It was just we got to it out of nowhere. But yeah, it honestly did. I agree, 100% agree. I did feel like just a normal conversation. I mean, these are all kind of normal conversations anyway, because these aren't scripted. We can promise you that. The only thing that's slightly scripted is the outro and intro, just because we want that to be formal. And then technically, we know the topic ahead of time. Sometimes we don't, but sometimes we do. So they're not scripted or anything. And so yeah, but this definitely felt like a conversation we'd have while we're playing a game or something. Because while we're playing a game, conversation goes everywhere. Like, think of the first couple episodes of Unrailed, like, where Noah was present. The conversation would start at one place, it would start in Narnia, and then it would go down to, like, freaking Windmillville for, like, no reason. Like, it's, like, all these different directions that it goes in. It's really cool. Also, I like the idea of just being forced to change topics, even if you're in the middle of one. I think that's a cool idea. I think Mystery Wheel 2 might make an appearance. Mystery Wheel Part 2 might make an appearance in Season 2, because it's a really cool idea. I would just refresh the wheel with new ideas and that kind of thing. I also want to preface real quick that the topics we talked about, like Zombie Apocalypse, might be its own topic at a later date. So don't think that all these topics we talked about are forever closed off. They're not. But yeah. Noah, you're the host, but do you have a winner speech?
I honestly really liked today's episode. It was honestly pretty cool. Like, it really just felt like we were playing a game and talking, just, you know, minus the game.
Just minus the entire game.
Yeah, but honestly, I liked it, because these are the kinds of episodes I like, where we could just, like, sit down for about an hour, talk, and it just feels like a natural conversation that we would have, except it's, you know, on a podcast getting recorded and going to be sent out on every platform.
Right, exactly. And, you know, since we're all winners, since we all won, that means we're all technically losers, right? So we all got to do a loser speech. No, obviously.
Losers.
We don't need to do that.
All right, so thank you guys for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation and made you laugh along the way. You can find Ethan on YouTube and Twitch at Flabs XZ Gaming. You can find John on Twitch and YouTube as well at Jeebens Feebens. I don't know if he's still doing the YouTube thing, but you can find him on YouTube. As for me, you can find me on Instagram at NoahDog5434. I also run the Provoker's official podcast.
He runs the podcast, the biggest plot twist we all can think about.
It's all Noah.
The lore, I'm telling you, the lore of the Provoker's cinematic universe is expansive. It's going crazy.
Yeah, but I also run the and manage the Provoker's official Instagram account. You can find us on there. There could be sometimes merch reveals. Those are, of course, in the future, but it's all things that could happen. We also have a Patreon. You can have, I think, a minimum tier of like $3. Well, you can donate $3 up to $100. Okay, you can donate $1 to $100 if you're feeling that generous. And if you do donate $100, there's some really cool benefits with that. Like, you could be on your very own episode of the podcast.
Well, it also says in the Patreon that we might be tempted to marry you, so just be aware of that.
I realized that was part of it.
John, you've already signed the contract. You didn't read the fine print where it says we have to legally get married to whoever.
Sounds like some like shady business practices.
But we also have our own tiers. I personally have my own tier. It's a K9 pack. Ethan's got the Lore Hunters, and I think...
No, it is not the Lore Hunters anymore. The Ringmasters.
Yeah. Ethan's is the Ringmasters. I forget what John's is.
The Parliaments.
John's is the Parliaments. So you can be in any of those tiers, or if you really feel like it, you could just donate any amount and get the perks from whatever tier. We also have 30-minute episodes over there where we're basically just mainly playing games and things like that. The first 5 are $3, so you can dip your toes in and see if you like them or not. The others, though, are going to be $5 because, well, after the first 5, you know what to kind of expect. And, with that, we will see you guys in the next episode.